Welcome back to... Can we say welcome back to Bat Rankings? I think it's Bat Rankings again.
Might as well.
Yeah, you can come for Batman.
But stay for the Red Hood.
Aha! And not the ordinary Red Hood that you got to kind of pull up before you flick your tongue.
That's a different podcast. I'm sure there is a podcast.
They probably know all kinds
Google
of fun
it.
Tricks. But I'm not an expert in such things. I'm your head scientist, Ben Creighton, with me as always.
Hey, it's Kenny Wendorski.
It's our annual movie episode.
Yay!
Yeah. I'm glad we did get to record today. Because it was one of those things we were supposed to record a couple days ago. Kenny got a headache, and then wires got crossed. But I'm going on vacation tomorrow.
Nice!
So if we hadn't gotten it in today, it would have been, see you in a week, buddy.
I was laying in the bed when you texted, and I was like, I could maybe do it.
I mean, even if we'd had to miss this week, our backlog is good and built up. That's why we do a podcast and not a live stream.
Yeah.
So either one of us can say, nah, man. Check with me tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's fine. It's fine.
Sometimes I think the weather kind of messes with me.
Yeah.
It's been really, probably for all of America. It's been cold and rainy here in Tucson. So
yep.
I know the rest of America is like flooding and snow and blizzard and
it drizzled. You had to use your windshield wipers.
Those fucks over there in Tucson complaining.
Well, I was all ready if we had recorded yesterday. I was all ready with our drinking game for the episode, but it won't work today. Because yesterday I was waiting around for an email on a prospective job, and they told me, you'll probably hear from us by the end of the day Thursday, but if you don't, we're closed on Friday. So if not Thursday, it'll be Monday. And so all Thursday, I really fucking want this job.
Yeah.
It's ticking off all my boxes.
Yeah.
It is like, I don't want to say it's my dream job. That's because I don't qualify for my dream job yet. This is as good as I could possibly do right now.
Did they notify you?
Nope.
You gotta wait till Monday?
Yep. Gonna have to wait till Monday. I'm gonna be on a plane tomorrow.
Valentine's Day is the only thing that's next week.
Yeah, well, it's...
Is there a holiday or something?
No, they just... that's one of the things that would make it such a great job. It's not, you know, a deal breaker, but they're closed every Friday.
Oh.
It's a 4/10s job, so 3-day weekend every weekend.
Oh.
It's not something I would, like, take a job with a bunch of red flags over or refuse a job that otherwise looked good over, but if I can get it, boy, howdy, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Yeah, so all yesterday, I'm checking my phone every 5 minutes, and every time it goes buzz and it's something else, like, frick, Vantage West Credit Union, I don't care how low your interest rates are.
Yeah.
Kenny, that meme's hilarious, but I'm... if we recorded yesterday, I was gonna tell people, everybody at home, take a drink every time Ben says, 1 second, shit. It's a good thing you didn't. You would have died. Gonna have to wait until Monday.
City.
Yeah, but you know, worst comes to absolute worst. I like the job that I'm in now. It's just there's no executive head cook position for me to move into. This is as high as it goes.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't have to take the first offer that I get.
Yeah,
it's fine. Yeah, so
well, I'll keep my fingers crossed for
you. Yeah, you know, so I'm...
We'll do some, and listeners at home, you too.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be, I was about to say it'll be long over with by the time this comes out. But, you know, either it will be or it won't be because I'm still looking for a fucking job when this comes out.
Yeah.
You know, going into this, I kept telling to myself, okay, they say the average job hunt takes about 3 months. It's okay if it takes a while. I can afford to be choosy. I can afford to wait and see. It's, you know, wait for the position that's right for me. And then this was the first one I applied to because it was already, just based on vibes and the fact that it was a short commute, it was already my number one pick. And I've done two interviews with them, and they were the first one to get back to me, and they've been super, like... So my brain had to shift gears from, oh, God, this is going to take forever. This is going to suck to, oh, God, am I going to get the first one? am I going to have to move, like, soon? Holy shit.
Sometimes, sometimes they do go that way.
So we'll see, but that's... Gonna try to put it out of my head because tomorrow I'm going on vacation. I'm gonna go get laid. Well, I say vacation. It's vacation, and then when Monday comes around, it will be either 6 more days of vacation or 6 days of job hunting, which is what the trip was supposed to be.
Right.
So that's me. I don't know. How have you been?
Let's see here. What have I been up to? Not much. Just same old stuff. Just work. Actually, it's been real quiet at the resort.
Yeah, well, I bet. You know, rainy weather. People don't want to go.
Yeah. Plus, you know, rest of the world, or not world, the rest of America's, like, you know, shitty weather, so nobody's really flying, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been real quiet.
Yeah.
Nothing exciting.
It's nice sometimes.
I haven't even watched anything fun.
Yeah.
I got no movie news for you. I got no TV news for you.
Yeah, we're both sitting here waiting for Dune Part 2.
Yeah.
That's the next thing that comes around.
We're about 2 weeks away now.
Two, 3 weeks, something like that. March 1st, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, a couple weeks.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know. I've been watching through the Boondocks again. It's because I signed up for... I will continue to call it HBO Max. I don't care what those fuckers say. It's still HBO Max to me, but I signed back up for it again. Cause it's like, eh, I need it for Static Shock, and I stopped, you know, shut down my account for a while just to try to... winnow down my monthly bills mostly, but I canceled my Netflix because I haven't watching anything
can't
on
think
that.
Of anything that's really going on there either.
I logged into my Disney Plus only to find that all the menus had been changed to Hungarian because somebody stole my password.
Oh,
it's like, well, you know what? If you hadn't been greedy fucks, if you just left it on English, I never would have known.
Yeah,
and you could have kept using it, but now, well, actually, no, because I. Canceled it because I wasn't using it, obviously. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, it's, every once in a while it's good to say, what am I subscribed to? What monthly bills are happening every month that do I really need to be paying for that? So,
well, Disney kind of like took over Hulu, so that was kind of worked itself out for us there.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I'm down to just HBO Max now because I need it for Static Shock, but it's like, well, as long as I got it, what do they got? Oh, Boondocks. I haven't watched Boondocks in forever.
Yeah, they got Samurai Jack.
Yeah. Yeah. Got,
which I'm sure you have on DVD, but...
Yeah, but...
so much easier.
Yeah, who wants to pull out a disc? Are we cavemen?
Yeah.
What else? I haven't started watching it yet, but supposedly, by some goddamn miracle, the Watchmen series was good.
I'm told. It's... I think there's 6 episodes, and I really enjoyed 3 of the 6. But I really enjoyed the 3 of the 6. So.
Okay. We'll get behind that. Because, it's like a mini-series, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, and I've been, and I know you don't care, but House of the Dragon's coming back this summer, so I'm going to watch through the first season again.
Yeah.
It's fine.
That was, somebody else was talking about, you know, that kind of series stuff, and... that's one that they were expecting me to kind of like vibe off of and bounce off of. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's the one. That's like one of the 3 nerdy things that I never got into. That and Firefly. And I'm sure there's something else.
Yeah. I could see. I think the ship has kind of sailed because there was that time when Game of Thrones was the hugest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. And even if you were sort of so-so on it, you watched it just to be part of the conversation. And that ship's kind of sailed.
Yeah.
And I'm really liking House of the Dragon, but you would like it less than Game of Thrones, just knowing your tastes.
Yeah.
It's a lot... well, I don't know. It's got big dragons breathing fire on stuff. That's fun.
Okay.
But it's a lot of really intricate politics and a lot of people with really similar names to keep straight. Yeah, exactly. It's like when I tell you a video game has math in it.
Pretty much.
You know, everybody's got their thing. And
Invincible comes back pretty soon.
Oh, yeah,
probably
yeah.
By the time this comes out, it'll be starting up.
That's Amazon Prime, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, which I guess, come to think of it, I technically do still have. I've been trying to cut Amazon out of my life because it's evil. But every once in a while... there's that one thing that I want.
Your factory, well, not your factory. The factory that is on your way to your
warehouse.
Bro, they have built, like, apartments galore.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's crazy.
Because they need some place for all the workers
to
live.
But it was desert.
Yep.
There was nothing there.
It's a de facto company town. It's horrible.
It's crazy.
It fucking sucks. It's our capitalist dystopia.
Orange trees as far as the eye could see.
But yeah, every once in a while, I'll crack. Like, I need this thing, and I don't want to go to a store, and I don't want to wait for it to ship. I want that fast shipping, and so I'll click the little button that says free trial.
Yep.
And I'll put a reminder on my calendar to cancel it after, because it goes for a month, to cancel it after 20 or 25 days. And I did that, and I went in to cancel it, and it said, no, what if we gave you another month? Okay. So I put... They extended the free trial by another month for free, so I guess I could maybe get caught up with Invincible on the Boys, because Invincible had the second season has come out, right?
It's out, but they're on their mid-season
break. Okay, all right. So yeah, there's
pissed me off. There's only like 4 episodes before they took the break.
Also, is it just me, or if you have a big break in between, that's 2 seasons that you're dealing with
it
now.
Feels like it.
Shut the fuck up. It's 2 short seasons.
That's what Vulture... Remember when that... the new Voltron...
Yeah, Legendary
Netflix,
Defender? Yeah.
They kept calling him seasons. It's
Is it, though?
It's like 4 episodes. I mean, it's more than I've ever drawn.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Don't get it twisted.
Call that a season.
Yeah. But you know what's just one... The lab dog is getting into stuff.
I was going to... Yes.
Hold on. I'm going to check on this.
Lab dogs love toys.
It's true. I gave that bitch a toy. Bitches love toys.
Yes.
Wait, she's not usually restless when we record. Usually she just curls up and listens to us. But
she wants us to, like, hurry up. That's enough jargon. Get to the movie.
We watched The Red Hood.
Woo!
It's a movie. It is a hour and 15 minutes of Batman action for that ass.
That's right. I guess... What, we just kick it off?
I think we just kick it off. We open up at Ra's al Ghul's JRPG castle.
Spooky island castle.
It's like a canyon with this big, like, pillar of stone right in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And just a castle. Like, the pillar is exactly the size of the castle. And it's where he hangs out. It's his whole deal.
Yeah. Apparently he did something that involves the Joker.
Yep.
And that takes place in Sarajevo?
Yeah. He's talking to one of his henchmen, and he makes an oblique reference to, I never should have teamed up with that madman. Well, we got to do whatever mysterious thing we got to do. But in the meantime, let's cut over and see what the Joker's up to.
So Joker's up to being up a boy.
Yeah. A Robin boy.
Yeah.
A boy wonder, to be exact.
We have Robin. He's tied up, and Joker is heckling him. He's beating him with a crowbar. He's making his jokes. This Joker is voiced by John
DiMaggio.
Thank you very much.
Voice of Bender.
Yes.
Waka in Final Fantasy X.
He does lots of shit.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of stuff. And he's also one of those actors who, he's a good actor. His voices sound different, but every once in a while, there'll be that one little, like, that's a Bender.
Yeah.
It's a Bender. I played through Final Fantasy X recently, which Kenny never got into the Final Fantasy games, but he voices a character. It was the first one that had voice acting, and he voices one of the main playable characters.
Yeah, okay.
And he does, like, sort of this almost Jamaican or maybe sometimes Midwestern, yeah?
I saw there's this, I recognize that voice, or it was a documentary. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's You're That Guy from That Thing.
Yeah.
It's a long title.
And
it had him.
It was the voice acting documentary.
Yes.
Yeah, it was on Netflix a while back. Yeah, I think it was called I Know That Voice or something like that.
And they had an interview with him, and there were African American voice over actors, and they were like,
Phil Lamar was probably in it.
Yes, he said there's only really one white person who's allowed to do her voice because he does it so well. It's John DiMaggio. He was the one white actor that almost every black actor was like, all right.
He gets a pass.
He gets the pass.
He's allowed.
Yeah.
I remember that one because I remember Billy West.
Yeah.
Voice of Stimpy and Fry from Futurama. He says something like, You know you're a really good voice actor when not only can you do Bugs Bunny, but you can do Bugs Bunny doing an impression of Popeye.
Yes.
And then he does it, and it's fucking perfect.
Yeah, you said that's job security.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you can do a voice doing another voice, you got job security.
Yeah. It was so good, it almost pissed me off. It's like, fuck.
Yep.
How do you do that?
It's science.
Gotta be Billy West.
Yeah.
And probably, like, work really hard or something. I don't know.
Well, anyway, that's...
I lived with one foot in that world for years. I was never particularly good myself, but I got a couple of parts just by virtue of being around the studio. Mm-hmm. But I've seen the people who are really serious, the people who call it a craft and mean it. Like, no, there's a lot that goes into that. Yeah. There's vocal exercises and lessons and there's whole books that you can read about getting accents just right so that they're not, you know, the bullshit Scrooge McDuck fake Scottish accent, but, like, actually good.
And then there's Yardley Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, and then some people just... Or H. John Benjamin. Wonderful actor.
Oh, yes, I know him.
Archer, Bob from Bob's Dr. Burgers.
Katz.
Was he Dr. Katz?
He was Dr. Katz's son.
Oh, he was the son. Okay. Yeah. I'll always remember him as Coach McGurk from Home Movies.
Okay, yeah.
But he does the same voice for every character, but it's such a fucking good voice that it's hard to get mad. Under the Red Hood.
So child being... tortured.
Yeah, this scene, guest directed by Quentin Tarantino.
Yes.
Because Robin is very conspicuously barefoot.
Yep.
And the camera lingers on it a lot in kind of a weird and off-putting way. But Joker, it's the iconic from comics history. Joker's beating the living shit out of him with a crowbar.
Yep. And this Robin spits blood at him, which pisses off the Joker.
Yep.
We get the impression that this Robin is maybe not the Robin we're used to.
Yeah, we're going to find out. I forget exactly when we find out. If you don't know going in by the fact that it's the Red Hood, this Robin is Jason Todd. So neither the Dick Grayson, who we'll be seeing as Nightwing in a few minutes here, nor the Tim Drake that was the younger Robin in the DCAU proper. Mm-hmm. Although I guess the DCAU version of Tim Drake... was more of like an amalgamation of, he was like half Tim, they called him Tim Drake, but he had a lot of elements that were taken from Jason Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yep, just beating the living shit out of him, Joker puts on a big winter coat, makes like one more quip, says something about, tell the big guy I said hello when you see him.
Yep.
And I'm thinking in my mind, like, would he say that if he was intending to kill him? Because he's still... Robin has been beaten within an inch of his life, but he's still breathing and, like, just barely has his eyes open as Joker's leaving. But as Joker leaves, big bomb explodes.
That's right. Batman's on a motorcycle. He's going as fast as he can, but he's not fast enough. Big explosion.
Yep. Take a shot.
Batman, he finds the body.
Yep. He does the iconic... I think it was the cover of the comic
Death
issue.
Death of the Family or Death in the Family.
Death in the Family was the name of the comic. Famously, there was a... This was in, like, what, the 80s?
Early 80s.
Yeah, early 80s. Maybe late 70s. I'd have to look it up. But there was a number that you could call if you wanted Robin to live or die. Mm-hmm. And the Killams... This was... I think it must have been the 80s, because this would have been the very early days of, like, everybody wanted dark edgelordy everything.
Frank Miller!
Yeah. Robin's stupid. Batman should be hardcore. Yeah. He shouldn't be hanging around with kids. Fucking kill him!
So, kill him they did.
They did. And he stayed dead for lo these many years.
Yes.
5 years, in fact, because Batman, cradles him in his arms and... blood pouring down, yelling at the sky, face contorted with anguish, and we get the 5 years later.
Yes. Let's see here. Now I'm trying to remember. Yeah. I watched the movie 4 days ago.
Yeah, we're in the same boat. Let me pull out my notes here. I think this is a bunch of gangsters meeting in an abandoned warehouse, and they're talking, it seems like low-level drug dealer types. And nobody's quite sure. It seems like they're from different competing gangs.
Ah, yes.
And okay. Nobody seems sure. Who called this meeting? Did you call this meeting? No, I thought you called this meeting. Is this a... And they also make mention of Black Mask has been hitting all our guys. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen him before. He never shows up, I don't think, in the DCAU proper, but
nope.
Classic Batman villain.
I never heard of him until this movie.
This was also my introduction to him. He also shows up in some of the Arkham video games. Mm-hmm. Arkham Origins, I think, had the most Black Mask in it. Yeah,
which the one I didn't play, but heard of.
It's my favorite one, and lots of people don't like it. I think it's the best one, but it wasn't made by Rocksteady, and that's why people. It was one of those like Rocksteady was working on the one with the Batmobile.
Yes,
and that Arkham was Knight. Taking them. Yeah, Arkham Knight, and that was taking them a little while, so they got another studio to come in. Like, hey, do just a quick and dirty. We need to get something out there while people wait for this. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
For some reason, people don't like it.
If they remaster it, I'll check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not a different kind of game from Arkham City, which came right before. It was, you know, Arkham Asylum, and then Arkham City went bigger and open world with it. Mm-hmm. And this was just, like, more Arkham City.
Okay.
But Arkham City's a good game. Yeah, I like more of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it didn't really push things forward.
Yeah.
But as these gangsters are all... airing their confusion at each other, that's when our villain of this movie shows up, the Red Hood.
He's got a machine gun, he shoots at a table that's close to him, and he's like, all right, I'm the one who called the meeting. Hi, I'm Red Hood.
Yep.
I'm going to be in charge now. You guys will work for me, but it's going to be a sweet deal. You will have to pay me, but you still get to kind of be in charge.
Yep.
No selling drugs to kids, though.
Nope, but in exchange for you're going to give me a 40% cut, which he says that's way better than whatever deal Black Mask would give you.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you do that, and as long as no selling drugs to kids, then I will guarantee you full protection from both Black Mask and Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, yeah, okay, but we've never heard of you. He's wearing like fatigues and like camo pants, mm-hmm. motorcycle jacket. And, like, full face mask, mm-hmm. the titular Red Hood. Like, who's this asshole? We're supposed to believe that you can protect us from Black Mask and Batman. And he throws a duffel bag down there and says, those are the heads of all your top lieutenants.
And they unzip it, and one of them throws up. So, yeah, literally decapitated heads in a duffel bag.
Yep, which, I mean, I don't know how else you prove that you're... as tough as he says he is to these guys. But it seems to me like that's a real, like, okay, we believe that you're fucking tough, but also, those were our guys, and we needed those guys to run our business? Are you going to give us more guys? Are you going to compensate us for dead guys? Or, but...
they got LinkedIn. They'll be fine.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true. Gotham. They'll be fine.
they got hoodlum with no U before the M.
Oh!
That's like the butler for hoodlums.
I like it! we kind of assume they go along with it.
Yeah, he fires off another bunch of warning rounds, says, look, I'm not asking you, I'm telling you, so this is how it's going to be, and then he pieces out.
Yep.
And that's when we cut to...
I believe a car at the docks.
Yeah.
Being chased by Batman.
Yes. He's, it's a big truck chase. He's, you know, jumping on the roof and punching in the windshield, all that stuff. And it turns out the mooks in this truck are transporting a box.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Something's in there, something important.
Speaking of characters that this was my first introduction to, it's Amazo.
That's right. After a big chase scene, the car gets, you know, tipped over. Batman's interrogating them. There was a large container. The large container pops open, and out comes Amazo.
Yep. Now, we know a little more about Amazo from watching his Justice League appearance, but the... I think this is about the time Nightwing shows up,
mm-hmm.
and this is, you can tell it's one of those, like, it's been a while since they've been working real regular together, this is not super expected,
mm-hmm.
but that gives us, well, first, the so this is a movie which is not technically in continuity with previous versions, so the mooks are having to exposit things
yes.
that we would be expected to know, but not everybody might. Like, oh, that's Nightwing. That was the first Robin before Jason Todd, who was mysteriously killed, blah, 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 blah. And then Batman exposits to Nightwing, that's Amazo. He is a cyborg that can copy superpowers.
Yes. And you're going to have a big fight scene.
Yep.
Amazo, he's like a Terminator.
Yep.
And so they're doing everything they can. There's yep. you know, flying in the air, all kinds of stuff. Yep. Finally, they're able to stab him in the ears with these like knife things.
Yeah, just this part was a little silly because, yeah, Amazo's flying through the air and sort of grappling with Nightwing, and Nightwing's yelling at Batman, any hints? And Batman yeah. says, he's got all the same weaknesses a human has. Which was Nightwing's cue to stab him in both ears with yeah. Batarangs or yeah. whatever his non-union Nightwing equivalent is.
yeah.
Birdarangs?
Yeah, that works. It hurts him bad. And then Batman puts plastic explosives on his eyeballs.
Yep.
And boom.
Yep, blows off his head.
Finally does it.
Yep. And as I pull out my notes again, this was like 4 days ago for me, too.
Batman's going to interrogate the guys. They're like, all right, so
yeah.
I know that you didn't want this guy because you're just hired goons. Who wants this guy? And they're like, ah, we ain't talking. It's like, oh, yes, you are. And he shows them the dead body and, like, you know, intimidate the Batman thing. Like,
yep.
who sent the drugs? That kind
yep.
of thing.
Yep.
And they're like, well, it's this guy. He's not the guy that you normally would think of. He's and then they all get shot.
Yep, I think one of them gets out the name Red Hood, and yeah, they get sniped, and this is the cue for one of the first of many, 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 many over the course of this movie, rooftop/highway/batplane chase sequences.
Yes, they're like, who's that dude? He's got a red hood.
And a sniper rifle. Must be Red Hood.
That's, yeah, let's go chase him.
He's either that or sniper rifle, and that guy just said Red Hood, so I'm going to believe that.
And yes, like Ben says, a chase ensues.
Yep, chase ensues. Red Hood hijacks a car and, like, burnouts his way through the highway for a while.
The bat plane has a grappling hook, but the Red Hood's able to take the convertible top off.
Yep. The chase ends in the Ace Chemical Factory.
Yes.
Giving Batman a moment to have a little flashback of the Joker's origin.
Yeah.
The Joker, and I don't think this was the case in the DCAU version, but in many versions of the Joker's origin story, the Red Hood was and in this one, obviously, Red Hood was an identity that several different criminals mm-hmm. used. It would be like, if you needed to, it was like being like a director being credited as Alan Smithy.
Yeah.
Because it's a full face mask Red Hood. If you needed to be anonymous, you'd put on this Red Hood, you'd go do a caper, you take off the Red Hood.
Mm-hmm.
But it was never just one guy. It was always a bunch of different guys.
Yeah.
But before he was the Joker, I'm not sure if they ever call him Jack Napier in this one. Whatever his name was, he was just an ordinary guy who got roped into a criminal dealing before falling down into the acid, and
yeah.
at the time he was dressed up as Red Hood.
Yeah.
And Batman has that little flashback, and
Red Hood's like, hey, remember, this is where it all started. This was the site of your first big fuck up.
Yeah.
And Batman, I don't remember what he does, but somehow there's a big explosion.
Yeah, I think Red Hood had created a chemical spill.
Yes.
And he ignites it, and Batman has to, you know, get out real quick. Big explosion, take another shot.
Mm-hmm.
Red Hood disappears. We go back to the Batcave for a little debrief.
Yeah.
Between the Batman and the Nightwing,
mm-hmm.
where they say, well, Red Hood, Ace Chemicals, seems like we ought to go talk to the Joker.
Yeah.
So, go to Arkham.
That's where he's at.
Yep.
Have a little interrogation with the Joker, and the Joker's like, hey, how you doing? And they're, you know, Batman's like, there's a Red Hood. What do you know about it? And the Joker's like, I'm here.
Yeah, fuck all.
I'm nothing. But then he does kind of poke fun at him.
Yep.
Which pisses off Batman. He's like, if you do know something, I'll punch you real good in the face.
Yep. Speaking of punching people real good in the face, around this part, we cut over to Black Mask for the first time.
Yes.
And once again, there are about 3 or 4 different scenes that are functionally identical to this one, where Black Mask is mad and he punches all his lieutenants.
There's a new hired goon.
Yep.
And a guy who's training the new guy.
Yep.
And he says, so this is Black Mass. Don't look at him weird.
Yep.
He'll pay you good. You're part of a good institution. But just don't stare at his face.
Yep, because he's got, and I'm really not sure in this or any other version whether he's disfigured or it's a literal mask or what the background is. But his face looks like a black deformed skull mask.
Yes.
And sure enough, the new guy looks at him just a little too long and he socks him one real good. And he's yelling because apparently he was wanting to steal the Amazo android.
Which was going to be worth a lot of money to some third world countries.
Yep, to use as a weapon of mass destruction. And these Red Hood mooks were stealing it from him when he'd stolen it fair and square.
Yeah.
And then Batman showed up and confiscated the whole thing so he can't even sell the scrap for parts.
Yep.
He's mad.
And so let's come up with, well, let's do another thing.
Yes.
It's going to be another, like, it's a straight up buy.
Yep.
It's not a trade or something like that.
It's a weapons deal.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an arms deal.
It's going to be on a rooftop. I've got a lot more guys than the norm. It should go smooth.
Yep.
Nothing to worry about.
But it's not going smooth because this deal is being bugged. I think both Red Hood and Batman are bugging Black Mask's office. They both find out about the deal. So they're first Red Hood, he's disguised as one of the Black Mask mooks as these arms are being loaded onto a helicopter. And he shoots all the dudes, jacks the helicopter. Batman and Nightwing, I think Nightwing's still in there.
Oh, yeah, they show up.
They show up.
Nightwing has to staple some wires so that Batman can grapple hook the helicopter.
Yeah.
The helicopter got damaged.
Yes. Not just damaged, but Red Hood, as soon as he sees that Batman and Nightwing are there, he's like, oh, good. I figured this would happen.
Yeah.
So he, like, nosedives the helicopter into a highway. And, yeah, Batman and Nightwing have to, like you say, Batman grapples it. Nightwing has to staple the rope because the helicopter's so heavy, one securing it at just one point won't do it, and it's a whole thing.
Saves, you know, the people that are down below, which they do, and then it's time to chase the Red Hood again.
Didn't we just have a chase sequence?
Let's do it again.
This is an hour and 15 minutes, and I timed it like the first 45 is all chase sequences.
They chase him through, like, construction sites and things like that, but he's good. Damn good.
He's good. He hurts. He chases them all around. He lures them to this, like, train station bypass thing where he's got a bunch of bombs hooked up, and he takes a moment to taunt Batman. Right before the bombs are about to go off.
There was a grappling hook scene.
Yep.
They were going to tie up his leg, but before it even goes taut, he uses a knife to cut it.
Yep. And so, long story short, Red Hood gets away again, and we're back to the Batcave with Batman and Nightwing, and they're going over the footage, because by this point, Batman's decided, okay, I'm gonna turn on my little body cam. I always turn it off when I'm going to brutalize people or otherwise do crimes. But I'm going to turn it on for this so I can review the footage.
Did you see the new one, The Batman?
Yes.
Where he had it in his contact lenses?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's actually where it was here, too. Yeah, but yeah, they're going over the footage. Nightwing has gotten his leg hurt at this point, so he's pretty much out of the movie after this. But Nightwing is the one who points out, do you see this? Slow it down, frame by frame. And yeah, Batman had gotten a grappling hook around Red Hood, and Red Hood cuts the cord before it even goes taut. Nightwing says, he's been trained, and by someone good, because you don't just do that.
Yeah.
And Batman says, yeah, not only that, but how many people do you know who have knives that can cut one of my cords? Because they're special cords.
That's right.
They're Wayne Tech cords,
goddammit. It's the billionaire cord.
Yeah.
I don't buy that cheap shit.
Yeah, I got that golden parachute, son.
I want it.
Yeah.
They're kind of wondering who it could be, but Bruce, or I'm sorry, yeah, it's Bruce.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. Batman tells Nightwing, hey, fuck off, you're off the case, your leg's hurt.
Yeah.
And then, like, he actually doesn't say, fuck off, you're off the case. He's actually way nicer than he would usually be. He says, hey, thank you for your help, I'll take it from here. And Nightwing's like,
did you just thank me?
Okay, this is new and different.
I don't know how to, okay, I'm gonna get out of here, but That was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it worked. He left.
Yep. And you called him Bruce for a second. And you know who else did?
Yeah, it's a Red Hood did. That's who.
Yeah. Batman's going through the footage. And just before he pieces out, it's one of those things where a train's a-coming. Mm-hmm. And it goes in between them. And then when the train's gone, Red Hood's gone. But just as the train's going, he's saying something like, "See you later, but..." And Batman... Yeah. Goes through the waveform and filters out the noise of the train. And he wasn't about to say Batman. He said, "See ya, Bruce."
Yeah.
Oh.
This guy knows who I am. Whoa. So I must know who he is.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Now then, go to your notes, please.
Yeah, go into the notes. Yep. Let's see. Joker's... Okay, that's when we get our flashback. Because at this point... Batman's, you've got the Jason Todd Robin suit in its glass case in the bat. And I do like this. We're not too deep into the movie's runtime yet. They're not going to belabor this point. Batman already has an idea of who the Red Hood could be. Mm-hmm. Spoilers, spoilers. Turns out he's right. It's Jason Todd.
Yeah.
And he has a little flashback of him and Jason Todd fighting the Riddler together.
Yeah, it's very sort of campy-ish.
Yep.
The Riddler's wearing his lame outfit.
Yeah. It's not quite as bad as his Batman TNBA redesign, yeah, but it's
skin-tight spandex. Those.
Yeah.
And his goons, they look like Clockwork Orange, but with question marks. And, you know, it's a little on the goofy, campy side.
Yeah.
Defeats the Riddler in that scenario, and Robin's a little guy.
Yep, and he's just having the most fun.
Yeah.
He's quipping.
And he's saying jokes.
Yep, he's just, this is the best time he's ever had. But then we flash just like a little bit forward to a slightly older, like in between little babby young Jason Todd,
yeah,
and the older, nearly full grown Jason Todd.
Angry teenage years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're having an argument. Jason, he was too aggro. He beat up a mook too bad. He beat him unconscious. And Batman's like, "You didn't have to do that. If he'd been conscious, we could have interrogated
broke
him.
Broke his collarbone. That's
yeah.
right. Yeah.
yeah.
Put him into shock.
I wanted to brutalize that
yeah.
person.
At least we could get the information before we do the breaking of the collarbone." And Robin's like, all right. That was stupid. But I'm not sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, I like hurting people. It's great.
And that's when we come back to the present. Black Mask is still mad.
He's mad. And he's like, all right. That's two times too many. We're going to go on the offensive.
Yes. We're going to go after his operations.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we get... It's basically a montage of... It's a gang war between Red Hood... And Black Mask now.
Yeah, all of Black Mask goons, they're roughing up these casinos. And everyone's like, "Hey, we're protected, bro. You can't do this."
Yeah, we're Red Hood's guys. And they're like, "Yeah, this is why we're going after you.
Yeah.
You suck."
Yeah, suck on this. And they're taking one of the main type kingpin guys.
Yep.
They got him in his like underwear.
Yep.
And they're going to set him on fire.
Yeah, but Red Hood's not about that. He shows up and saves his underling and says, "Okay, you go home. I'm gonna fight these guys."
But they came prepared.
They got fucking ninjas.
That's right. These like cyborg robot ninjas.
They look like Mortal Kombat characters.
And they're there to take out Red Hood. And they're gonna, you know, they're gonna rough him up. But Red Hood is like, "I'm just delaying. You guys are good. But I'm just kind of waiting for this guy, and it's Batman."
Yeah, and Batman swoops in, and he and Red Hood kind of like go back to back and like fight him off together. The Red Hood at one point, one of the ninjas, they all have their own dumb ninja gimmick. One of them has like a laser bow staff.
Yeah, and
one of them
laser katanas. Yep. And one's a big guy, and one's a guy with a eyeball blaster.
Yep, I called him Laserface in my notes.
Okay, yep. Good. Perfect.
And at one point, Laserface is like about to blast Batman and Red Hood like pushes Batman out of the way and then straight murders Laserface.
Yeah, he puts like a taser into his eyeball zapper area and I guess that pops his head or something.
Yep. Pop. This is, by the way, this is, I didn't check the rating on this, but this is some shit that even in like the movies, even in like Return of the Joker, some of the more adult or extreme content, none of this would fly in the DCAU. There's blood on screen multiple times. This is,
I mean, threatening to set somebody on fire. The guy who was gonna set the guy on fire wounds up getting himself set on fire.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's some, risque.
Yeah, yeah. Well, definitely extra stepping up the violence from what we're used to. But Red Hood and Batman have a little debate on how to go about fighting crime. Mm-hmm. Red Hood's like, no, so you don't get it, man. You're trying to stop crime, but you can't do that. But you can control it and stop the worst of it. And, you know...
drugs are up, but crime is down.
Yeah, and at least the people who are getting the drugs are only adults, and it's going to be fine. I'm going to be in charge, and it's going to be good, and I'm going to show you that my way works, and your way sucks.
Yeah.
And Batman's telling him, no, it's not okay. You're just another drug lord. You're just another bad criminal. You stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's not going to stop it. In fact, he's going to peace the fuck out.
Which he does.
Yeah.
But Batman gets off of the laser katana. There's some blood. Some of Red Hood's blood.
Yes.
He takes it back to the Batcave. And he does the DNA test. And sure enough, it's fucking Jason Todd.
So let's go to the old cemetery that's on Wayne Manor.
Yep.
Dig it up.
Yep. Batman and Alfred with an earth mover. You're going to dig that body up. I like this too. This is silly. They open up the coffin and there is Jason Todd's body looking as if he was just buried 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And Alfred, who's there helping him, says, okay, well now we can rest in peace. It's like, no, Alfred, that was 5 years ago. That's not how bodies work.
Yeah, and obviously it's a dummy.
Yeah.
Batman like reaches in and the wig comes off almost immediately. Yep. He's like, God, stupid. I was so stupid.
I didn't check.
I was busy being sad. I didn't check the dead body.
Yeah, you know what, Kenny? I never checked my brother's dead body. So, you know.
Do you think he's fighting crime?
He might be fighting crime. He might be a criminal overlord right now.
Ooh.
New headcanon.
I like it.
All right. Well, I just made myself sad. Okay, let's keep
Let's go back to Spooky Castle Island.
Yes.
There's no sadness there.
No, it's only spooks and Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's al Ghul, he's in his Spooky Castle Island. Batman shows up. Ra's al Ghul's like, I got hired goons.
Yep.
So just, you know, let me tell them to stand down. Yep. I'm not going to fight you. In fact, let me give you exposition.
Yes. So what had happened was, I teamed up with the Joker 5 years ago. That whole thing that got your son killed, he keeps calling him his son.
Yeah.
That got Jason Todd killed, that whole caper, that was just a distraction because I was doing other stuff. I was going to blow up banks.
Yes. So I got the Joker because I seemed like a good idea.
Yeah, he seemed like if anybody could keep you off my back for a little while, he could, and it worked. But what didn't work, what I didn't mean to happen, I didn't mean to get your son killed. And Batman's like, well, you never cared about innocent people getting killed before. And he says, yeah, but I did now because it makes the plot of this movie work.
So, his death sucked. I was going to try to rectify it. Now, you know about the Lazarus Pits. I do it. Yep. I figured he could do it too.
Yeah, feels great. I feel great.
So, I put his dead body in the Lazarus Pit and he came back to life.
Not so. He was kind of a freaky psycho mummy.
Yeah.
You know the thing where I come out and I'm crazy for just like a few minutes and then my daughter gives me a good smack across the face and I'm cool?
Yeah.
It was like that, only we kept smacking and he wasn't cool.
He escaped. His body was never found.
Yep. He jumped down a Wile E. Coyote ravine. Into a river and we couldn't find his body. We assumed he was just like carried out to the ocean.
And I didn't want to say anything. But I
didn't want it to be awkward. I'm still kind of hoping you might fuck. Do you still want to fuck my daughter? She's right there.
She's in the other room.
She's ready
to go.
Ready to go right now.
She's got the outfit and everything. You know the one.
Oh, you bought her that outfit. That was a Christmas present.
So Batman takes this information, gets in his bat jet. I guess Alfred was listening the whole time.
Yeah. Does fuck Talia al Ghul so right before he goes.
It was real quick, though.
Yeah.
It was off screen.
Yeah, well, he was, he's been saving it up for a while.
Yeah.
You know, that first one after you've been saving up, it's not going to take long.
You can practice martial arts all you want, but that's an involuntary response.
That's a physical buildup of fluid, and it's got to go somewhere, my friend.
So after that,
yes,
he's zooming back to Gotham.
Yes.
And Alfred's like, you can't blame yourself. This is a pretty elaborate plot.
Yeah.
I don't think you could have seen this coming. Oh, by the way, check the news. There's some weird shit happening at a bridge.
Yep. Batman's, of course, as he always is, like, dude, I blame myself for everything. I was 6 years old when my parents died, and I blame myself for that.
Yeah.
So get on board.
Yeah.
But also, on the news, there's a big big standoff happening on a bridge because Black Mask had thought, this sucks. Batman's coming after my guys. Red Hood's coming after my guys. You know who could help me out in this trying time is the fucking Joker.
Yeah, he broke the Joker out of jail.
Yep.
And the Joker killed, like, a bunch of his henchmen.
Yep.
He asked for a glass of water, cracked the glass, and then slit the throats of all these, like, hired goons.
Yeah, he, like, slits one of their throat, grabs his gun, pops the other three or four in the head before the others can react, and he's like, cool!
Yeah.
We doing this! Let's go!
It's pretty funny. He's like, I'm gonna need some guys. Well, not these guys, because they're all dead.
Yeah. Other guys.
And a big truck.
Yep.
Well, it turns out he's betrayed Black Mask.
Yep.
Had him, Black Mask goons, his secretary, all of them are tied up in this big tanker truck.
Yep.
And he's dumping the gasoline down there. They like to send people on fire in this movie.
They really do. And a Red Hood shows up with his sniper rifle. And he's like, hey, Joker, hi. Hi, it's me, it's Red Hood.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, this was the plan all along. I didn't really want to be a big drug lord, or maybe I did. It's not really clear. But what I really wanted even more than that was to make Black Mask so desperate that he would get your ass out of Arkham so that you and me could have special friend time right now.
And Joker's like, does this mean I know you? You and I have met before?
We have, but no time for that right now. Joker says, fuck it. Well, I'm gonna burn these hostages. And Red Hood says, fuck it. I love burning hostages. We'll do it together. But you know who doesn't love burning hostages?
Batman.
Not into it.
Batman shoots extinguisher fluid onto the truck so that the fire can't do its thing.
Right.
And Joker gets sort of like roped in or something like that on the jet.
Yeah, let me get my note. Because Joker shows up later and I forget how he gets from here to there.
Or maybe the Red Hood is the one who got the Joker.
I'm pretty sure the Red Hood is the one.
Because he wants to beat him with the crowbar.
Yes. So we get another chase sequence. Oh, by the way, I missed it at the time. But hey, you want a big blast from the past, Kenny? Remember that Riddler flashback?
Yeah.
You know what we got in the middle of that?
Huh.
It's over, Riddler.
Ooh!
Whoa! Yay! It's been a while since we had one of those.
Oh, that's quaint. I like that.
Yep. So we get another big fight chase scene between Batman and the Red Hood, which once again this has been Red Hood's move all along, is he sort of leads Batman on a merry chase to right where he wants him, and right where he wants him is this like abandoned apartment building.
Kind of remind me of the Matrix.
Yeah. it's where a big Matrix fight would happen.
Yeah.
Where you can kind of like punch each other through walls, mm-hmm. And there's always like big clouds of dust every time somebody hits something.
Checkered flooring. And,
yeah.
And yeah.
But who else is in this abandoned apartment is the Joker tied up in a closet.
Yes. And this is kind of where it gets all revealed.
Yep.
Like, hey, wait a minute. You? I thought I killed you.
Yep. And Joker's loving this.
Yeah.
He's like, I thought I killed you and that was great, but this is even better.
Yeah.
Because now you're crazy and a murderer. This is awesome.
It makes a joke. Like, let's get a picture.
Yeah.
With you and me and then us three with Batman and then him in the crowbar.
And Red Hood's like kicking Joker's ass with the crowbar, beating him up. And Joker don't care. He's loving it.
He's having a good time.
Yeah.
It's more exciting than being in Arkham.
Yep. But this is the final like showdown. This was what Red Hood wanted all along, was him, Joker, and Batman, masks off.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows who... Nah, that's not true. Batman has his mask back on by this point, yeah. And Red Hood's back to his domino mask, where you can see that it is that he is a Robin, but you can't...
You know, the ever-popular, yeah. Like, oh, your cheekbones are hidden, so who could he be?
Who knows? But... Batman's like, look, I'm sorry that I let him kill you. That was, however mad you are, I'm madder at myself. And Jason's like, no, that's not why I'm mad. You still don't get it. It's not that you let him kill me. That's, you know, that's a mistake anybody could make. That's a danger that I accepted, a risk that I accepted. But why is he still alive?
Yeah.
If he'd killed you, do you think I would have let him live?
Yeah.
And we get the whole, like, no, I can't kill.
Can't cross that line.
Once, because it would be too hard? No, because it would be too easy and I'd never stop.
I gotta walk that line every day.
Yeah, if you stare into the abyss, the Batman stares in your soul and shit.
So, Red Hood is like, well, all right. And he shoots his gun. But Batman's able to dodge the bullet and throw a batarang in the gun so that the gun backfires when Red Hood tries to shoot again. Hurts his hand real bad.
Yeah, well, because he'd set it up because he's got the Joker and he's got the gun pointed at him and he's saying, either he dies or I die.
Yeah.
And throws Batman a gun and says, you got to shoot him or else I'll shoot him and then you. And shoots the winds up shooting the gun at Batman. Batman does a slick Matrix dodge.
Yeah.
Yep. And, the gun explodes in his hand.
But there's C4 everywhere. This abandoned building is ready to explode.
Yep. Turns out this was always a murder-suicide thing for Jason. He wanted to take all three of them down, ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
And blows up real big, take another shot.
Yep.
And as the rubble clears, Joker's under some rubble. He's kind of pinned, but he's still alive, and he's laughing, and Batman's... He got out in time. He's digging through the rubble.
Yeah.
But nothing doing.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe he's dead. Maybe he's alive. I don't know.
Eh.
But we get our news report that he's back in Arkham. Black Mask is in trouble with the law, but he posted bail, so he's still free. Everything's wrapped up in a bow.
Yep. We have one more little scene in the Batcave where Alfred is saying, hey, I mean, in light of recent such and such... Should we take down the Robin suit from the glass case? And Batman says, nope, doesn't change a thing. Doesn't change anything at all.
Yep.
And we get one more last little flashback where it's Robin, Jason Todd in the Batcave. Batman's like, tell him, you gotta hurry up. We're out on patrol. This seems to be like maybe the first time that he brought him out on patrol.
How's the suit fit?
Yep. And he's pretending to take a long time, like looking at him in the mirror, but he was really, really sneaking around behind, gonna do a big spook on Batman, take him by surprise, and it's just like a fun little heartwarming moment, and he says, this is the best day of my life.
Cue credits.
Thus ends Under the Red Hood.
Yes.
Kenny, I think I know the answer, but does this movie hold up?
I still love this movie. I'm so glad I got to watch it again. I have a real good time with it.
Yeah. I liked... This movie, the back half of it is so much better than the first half.
Oh, okay.
I thought the first half really dragged.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it's beautifully animated. The fight scenes are all well choreographed. But it felt overstuffed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did we need a Mazo? Did we need the cyborg ninjas? Did Ra's al Ghul... I mean, I guess that's part of the plot, is you needed a reason for Jason Todd to come back from the dead. But... these are different versions of all of these characters. They don't have all of that history. And so it felt like they were just putting cameos in there just to put them in there. You know what I mean?
There were characters I hadn't heard of. So, like we said, Amazo and Black Mask. So this was my
introduction.
Yes, I would have liked to have known more about him, but you're not going to get that here.
And we get, like, this is not a long movie. It's an hour and 15 minutes. So, you know, pretty, for a direct-to-video animated, you know, animation's not cheap. They tend to have shorter run times.
And this was an earlier one.
They've done a bunch of these so far, and I've only seen maybe half of them.
It used to be, like, one a year, and then they started, like, pumping out, like, fucking, I don't know, nine a year or some shit.
But for honestly, the first 45 minutes or so, I'm like, and it's another chase sequence, and Black Mask is mad and punching all his goons again, and it's another chase sequence. Like, a lot of these scenes felt redundant. And, I mean, maybe it's unfair because it's my favorite Batman movie, including the live-action ones, but I think back to Mask of the Phantasm, and we get things like a little whodunit mystery. Mm-hmm. There's no mystery here, and I'm glad they didn't belabor it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's no guessing game. You know immediately who the Red Hood is.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the first time I saw it, which was when we saw it together.
Yeah, it was my birthday.
Yeah, your birthday. I'm pretty sure I knew. They're not trying to keep it a secret, and that's fine. But there's that. There's a bunch of plot elements that, like in Mask of the Phantasm, they did a better job of reintroducing the characters. Like, you have that first scene where Bruce is in the party and he's, hey, fun loving Bruce. And then he closes the door behind him and the joviality just drops from his face and he just looks so tired and sad. And there's the scene where he goes to his parents' graves and he's pleading with them to...
This doesn't hurt anymore.
Just let him be happy. And I feel like... And it was about the same runtime. I think about an hour and 15, might have been an hour and 20. But I felt like they made better use of that runtime to really build up the characters. And in this one, they didn't start with the flashbacks until like 45 minutes in. I wanted to get to know, because I don't super know Jason Todd very well. Mm-hmm. And the flashbacks don't come until later. I think if they'd done a better job of building up that character and that relationship and what they meant to each other, then I think it would have been better. On the other hand, all that being said, that the finale, that final mm-hmm. scene, the final showdown, even with all those failings earlier on, that shit all worked.
Yeah.
The performances are great.
Oh, yeah. The voice acting, you're not getting your usuals here.
Yeah.
You're not getting Kevin Conroy, RRP.
Yeah.
You're not getting Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
But you still got some good stuff going on. A lot of good acting here.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was Neil Patrick Harris as Red Hood / Jason Todd, right? Jensen Ackles. Who was Neil Patrick Harris?
He was Nightwing.
Oh, he was Nightwing. That's right. That's right. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, he was fine as Nightwing. Jensen Ackles as Red Hood, mm-hmm. I think, was the showstopper. I think he was the highlight as far as voice cast
there's
goes.
There's so many people hoping, and it's not going to happen. But there's a lot of, with James Gunn, a lot of people are like, how about just have him be the new Batman? I don't think it's going to happen. But I think that everyone seeing his performance in Red Hood has kind of made everyone go, he's good. He's good. Put him in the thing.
So. Yeah. But yeah, he was really good. He had to do a lot of range, I think, between being like Mr. Intimidating Mob Guy
and being somewhat funny, charming, likable, in an evil way.
Yep. but then also really selling like the anguish and the anger at Batman. Did he also play young like Robin Jason Todd? You know, I don't know. that felt really good. So. Yeah. So I would say definitely in the upper echelons of the Batman movies that we've watched. Mm-hmm. In fact, might beat out anything but Mask of the Phantasm in my book.
Yeah, there's... I've lost track. They're still making these animated...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I've lost all track of what's been coming out.
Oh, yeah, there's a million of them.
This one still to this day is stuck in my brain.
Yeah, absolutely. And usually this is the part where we do science, but I don't think we do. I think we had a list at one point.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to look here.
I mean, we kind of already said this one is not as good as Mask of Phantasm, but still pretty solid fun.
Okay, yeah. So our list was... I forget where we put Mystery of the Batwoman. I forget if we put that one... before or after Batman and Mr. Freeze Sub-Zero.
That would probably be at the bottom. I
think Mystery of the Batwoman was at the bottom. So our movie list is currently Mask of the Phantasm, Return of the Joker, Batman and Mr. Freeze Sub-Zero, and then Mystery of the Batwoman.
Okay.
So really, in my opinion, the only question would be for the number two spot, this one or Return of the Joker.
I think Return of the Joker is still better.
That definitely would have been my gut feeling.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. All right. So, you know, rounding out the top three, that's not bad at all.
That one still kind of, especially the unrated version.
That one
stuck with me in sense of the brutality to a child.
Yeah, yeah. That's one where they couldn't have, I mean, I think that was very much, like, it's a pretty similar plot beat of a Robin being brutalized and in that case not killed, but because you couldn't have, even in an unrated cut of a movie, you couldn't have Joker beating, well, and that was a even younger Robin too is the thing.
Yeah.
You couldn't have Joker beating a child to death with a crowbar.
When they unveiled him and he had his I don't know if he surgically cut his cheek to make him smile more. but in my imagination, he did.
Yeah.
And that's almost worse.
Yeah.
That my
yeah.
imagination is going there.
Yeah, that's the thing. They had to leave more to your imagination, and I think that made it more effective
yeah.
than just showing it full on screen.
And not for nothing, you do get your Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, no... I'm sure every voice actor involved in Under the Red Hood would say, yeah, I mean, we're proud of our work, but those guys are legends.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
you know, that's no slight on this voice cast.
I can play basketball, but I'm not Jordan.
Yeah. So, I think that's what we came here today to do.
Yeah.
So, next... Hold on, let me check the calendar here. I think I can start saying next week again. Let me just double check. Okay.
Shot rankings?
So as this comes out, this episode, the Under the Red Hood episode, should be coming out Friday, March 22nd, which means in one week...
That's Casey's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and that means in one week will be my birthday, March 29th,
yep.
will be the beginning of... And I've been thinking about this, too, and I've come up with nothing, because we're not actually ranking it as the thing.
Yeah.
But this is the Bat Rankings family of podcasts. So, I don't know what we're going to call it.
I guess just static rankings and then not actually ranking.
Yeah. It's we're not ranking it. It never changes because it's static. Get
Ooh.
It? So, join us next week for static rankings. We'll be doing... I don't even know what the name of the episode is or whether it's a one or two-parter. I'm going to look that up, too.
Okay.
Okay, it looks like it is just a one-part, 22-minute episode. Boy, that'll be a neat change.
They're going to have to do it quick.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he doesn't have powers, and then he gets his powers.
I'm pretty sure this is an origin story,
yeah.
but it is Season 1, Episode 1, A Shock to the System.
Okay.
And I do know a little bit about the general premise of this show, because this... So Static Shock, this is my understanding. Anybody out in the audience who knows different... We're not the science experts on this one. We
no,
are learning for the first
not
time.
Not even a little bit.
Not even
I'm
a little.
I'm not even going to pretend.
So hit me up on Discord, bit.ly/landoftheblind. If you know better than I do, let us know. But this is my understanding based on the little bit of looking that I've done. Static Shock went 4 13-episode seasons. And in the first season, the first 13 episodes, it was not intended to be part of the DC animated universe.
Huh.
It was meant to be its own thing. And once it got to the end of that first season, that's when I think by that time Dwayne McDuffie might have been working on Justice League or Batman Beyond some, or maybe he already had. But that was when it was decided, hey, this is similar enough. This is close enough. Do you want to sort of like merge these two? And he said sure, and they said sure. So it might be interesting to see in this first season, like... If there's some of that early weirdness, like,
yeah.
wait, if this is supposed to be, then why did you guys do that?
I just picture some corporate dude counting money, and it says DC headquarters. And then somebody's like, hey, do you want to put this in there? Yeah. And he just keeps going, like, counting his money.
And that's the thing. As a kid, that was one of the reasons why I never watched this show, because I'd heard that through the grapevine, and I was like, oh, well, then it doesn't fucking count. Which... As an adult, it's like, dude, who fucking cares? They say it counts.
Yeah.
And also, not for nothing, people really like it. So if it was just that the suit said it counted, but it fucking sucked, then I wouldn't care. Then it would be Zeta Project.
Yeah.
But the people in charge say it counts, and the audience seems to really like it. And you put those things together, and I'm like, who cares if it was not meant to be part of it? Stuff changes all the time. It's comics.
I'll try to look up some... I don't know, YouTube videos about maybe the influence this show has had.
Yeah.
Because it's been about 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm sure people our age have many stories to say.
Yep.
You know, like, oh yeah, I was, you know, a kiddo and I watched this and it made me feel good about myself. And here I am in my 40s and I got my merchandise still for Static Shock.
Yeah, I mean, I was reading that Super Black book all about black superheroes. And yeah, I was real surprised that they didn't talk more about Static Shock. But one of the things that did come up in that book is, and even the author says, and a bunch of black superpowers have electricity powers, and nobody really knows why.
Oh, yeah, Black Lightning.
Black Lightning was, I think, the first one, and then it was on the Super Friends. They couldn't, there was a copyright thing and they couldn't use the name Black Lightning. So they had a very similar character, black guy with lightning powers, but they called him Super Volt or something like that.
Okay. Holy shit, Miles Morales.
Yeah.
I forgot about that guy.
Yeah, yeah. Miles Morales, Black Spider-Man. He's got electricity powers. So yeah, it was, at first it became a, we want to do Black Lightning, but we can't call him Black Lightning, so it's technically a separate character. But then as time went on, it's like, Dwayne McDuffie didn't need to give Static Shock electricity powers, but he did it. Was it an homage to Black Lightning? Did he just think it was cool? Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. I think in the comics, it was one of those, again, retroactive things. They decided, Black Lightning's his uncle. Just because, why not?
Okay.
Which, on the one hand, sure, why not? On the other hand, it's like, you know, all black people don't have to know each other.
You don't have to make a canon.
It's okay. You can just have two different black guys who are just two different black. You're allowed to have more than one black. I don't know if you know this.
It's like Star Wars. Not everybody's got to be a Skywalker. It's fine. You can just have a random dude.
Or in, there's an old Saturday Night Live sketch. It was one of those, it's one of those that probably doesn't hold up if you go back and watch it now, because it was, I think it was the Chris Rock character.
Okay.
Who was like the exaggerated, like really militant, angry black man, which is kind of an offensive stereotype in its own right.
Got it.
But he was saying, if you watch Star Trek, how come every black guy has some fucked up shit on his face? Geordi has the visor. Worf has the forehead. Why can't you just have a black guy?
Ah, that's a good point.
Yeah. But that was also early 90s when it was just TNG. Then they made DS9, and the captain was a black guy who was just a normal human and not an alien and stuff. And he may well be the best captain in all of Star Trek. He's amazing. Well, no, I take that back. He may be my favorite character who is a captain. I don't think he's the best at being a captain, because he does a lot of war crimes.
If we had a camera, I just gave Ben a shot of the look. I was just like, sure you want to go with this ride?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing that you don't understand about Deep Space Nine, Kenny. You're wrong about it.
No! No!
We're gonna end Justice League Unlimited. We're going to pivot into one episode of Trek Rankings, and that's the day that Putin's going to throw the bomb. That's the day that we're going to drop the bomb.
Yes.
We're going to get...
The bond is broken.
We're going to get into that first knife fight, and one of us will have brought a nuke. That's the way the world ends.
I told you I don't like this show, Ben. I told you this is your fault. You have no one to blame but yourself.
See you next week for Static Rankings.
Bye, everybody.